So you guys had a pretty big meeting today. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
We did. We had a roundtable discussion at the Mount Washington Observatory Weather Discovery Center. And the purpose of the roundtable was really to bring some attention to the impact of climate change on winter tourism, particularly winter sports. And obviously that's very important to the Mount Washington Valley and in this region. And so we wanted to not only talk with leaders in those industries, Ski New Hampshire, Jackson Ski Touring Foundation, Appalachian Mountain Club. Rep Ed Butler joined us, who also runs the Nashlin Inn in Hart's location. But we not only wanted to bring attention to the whole issue of climate change and how it affects tourism and winter sports, we also wanted to talk about solutions in terms of the EPA's clean power plan, what we can do to encourage more renewable energy resources. We did also talk about the recent Paris conference and how that might put us in a better place in terms of tackling the climate challenge.
All right. Now, any other topics that you guys touched on you think the public should know about?
Well, there was a lot of concern that over the long term, I mean, we have to make the distinction between weather and climate, meaning that what happens day to day or even month to month is highly variable. We all know that living in New England. But over the long term projection, we are having warmer winters. And what that really means to winter tourism and particularly winter sports in New England is that unless we can bend the climate curve, meaning unless we can reduce carbon productions, as was talked about in Paris and as is going to be pursued under the Clean Power Plan, then our cultural aspects of and our identity in terms of the North Country around climate, around winter sports is going to be very seriously impacted. It has a huge economic impact as well. Many jobs are at stake, revenues at stake in terms of industries. So there's a lot wrapped up in the climate question regarding tourism, again, not only from an economic point of view, but from an iconic New Hampshire cultural point of view. So we talked about those challenges and what ski areas are doing in terms of mitigation and adaptation to the new reality. And over the long term, you know, offering more options for folks to do things all around in the season, but also, you know, what we can do to support policies such as the Clean Power Plan and making sure that our investments in renewable resources really are increased, those kinds of things.